Hi, welcome to the Redway Runners podcast. We are a social running group based in Milton Keynes. We love our running and we have groups for everyone from the absolute beginners to those who love cross country and racing. In our podcast, we will be sharing information about our club, chatting with our run lead, volunteers, providing updates on events, and much more. Please feel free to contact us if you'd like to be involved or if you have any topics you would like us to cover. We really hope you enjoy this episode and please subscribe to get the next one.
Hi, in this episode of the Redway Runners podcast, Martin will be talking with Chris Lindsay, the new lead of Redway Runners under 18s. Then our newest member of the podcast team, Eileen, will be chatting with Martin about the Redway Runners survey and what you have told us about your club. Finally, Martin gets to speak to one of our newest members, Jimmy, and his absolutely amazing, unique running achievement. If you or someone you know would like to either feature on the podcast or join the podcast team, please email us on rr@redwayrunners.com.
Hi, I'm Martin. I'm here today with Chris Lindsay. Chris is going to be the new lead for the Redway Runners under 18s going forward. So I'm just catching up with him. So Chris, before we talk about the AI under 18, did I pronounce your surname correctly?
You did, yes, yeah.
Fabulous. That's our first test, wasn't it? Before we talk about the under 18s, tell me a bit about yourself and your running history, because you've been a Redway Runners a short little while.
Yeah, I've been probably a member of Redways since we moved to Milton Keynes kind of about 10 years ago. Before that, I lived in Birmingham, was a member of a running club there, and I grew up doing a lot of running when I was at school. Used to run for Wirral AC, back in the day. So yeah, I've been involved in running all my life, really.
So when you run with Redways, which ones are you doing in the week with us?
Often do the Tuesday night 6:40 group. Also enjoy the 7:30 group when we meet up together. I enjoy Simon's Friday morning run, the 10 miler there, and I do a lot of runs now with the under 18s group, who keep me young.
So you're picking up from Doug. Doug's done a great job of getting the under 18 set up for the club. What are your thoughts on the under 18s? Where do you see it going, or
Well,
how's it standing at the moment?
I think it's right to thank Doug for all the work that he's done with the group. I mean, I think he realised that there was a need to provide a running group that wasn't elitist and catered for encouraging young people into fitness as its primary role. And I think he's been incredibly successful in doing that. And lots of people have made really good friends as part of the under 18 groups. They've embraced fitness and they've become involved in doing regular races throughout the calendar, and have really progressed and shown real improvement and embraced the ethos, really. Testament to that really was at the Squeaky Bone Relays last weekend. The junior boys team actually won the short course on that event, and they are pretty quick runners, so it's re really good to see. But also to see that the spectrum and people who've just taken to running, putting out a team, cheering on their teammates, and having a really, really good day. Competing and enjoying and participating. So really great to see.
So the under 18s go from year 10 to 18, don't they? And it's a good mix of male and female and
age 10 to 18. I'm sure I'm not sure what we would do when they become 18. I'm not sure we would immediately kick them out of the group. But largely speaking, there's that they're at those diff you know that within that age group, and we tend to split the group up into two groups of kind of more junior and more senior runners. But yeah, it's been good. The sort of things they do, we concentrate on trying to build people up to being able to run. Probably we would build them up if they were younger. We'd build them up to being able to run about 3K as a kind of 11, 12, 13-year-old, and then we'd be looking for them to be able to run 5K as they got to kind of 14, 15, And then as they get a bit older, we encourage some of them to maybe to do some longer runs. But it's all about what they want from the group. It isn't an athletic club that's going to come and produce, you know, tell them they've got to run five times a week. It's about providing running on their terms when they want to turn up and trying to make it a fun, pleasant activity for them.
And what night, what days do the under-18s meet?
So meet on a Wednesday. That is generally either a track session in the winter or once a month in the summer months, or it's a session that will involve some fast running, like an out and back or some interval training. And then on a Sunday, we go round and meet up in a variety of different scenic locations around Milton Keynes. And again, do another, usually kind of fast and slow running or interval session or fartlek type session in and around the local vicinity.
That sounds fabulous, and it's all obviously it's £5 to join, just like the adults groups. I guess if people
good
want
value.
It's fantastic value, isn't it? I think we're definitely everyone's agreed on that. We got some information on the club website under training at redwayrunners.com, under training, and then under 18s. And on that page, you'll find an email address to contact Chris direct, which is under18@redwayrunners.com. Chris, thank you for taking this all on, and anything else to add before we finish?
No, we'd be happy if you've got a young person in your house who is glued to a device. Perhaps you want to encourage them to come out and run with us, and we'd be very happy to pick up that challenge and try and encourage them out on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday evening, and perhaps they might also do a few park runs then in the future as a way to progress.
All right, fabulous. Thank you very much. Thank you, and good luck with the under-18s. Thank you, Chris.
Hi, everybody. I'm here today with Martin Lawrence to talk about the recent Redway Runners survey and all of your responses to it. So over to Martin.
Hi. Thanks, Eileen, for that. Back in January, we did the first survey that we've done to the club, where we asked people to just tell us a little bit more about Red Bay Runners, what they think of it, what they'd like to see happening, and all those sort of things. Thank you to everybody who filled in the survey. We got 225 responses, and we wanted it for a piece of work we were doing, and it certainly filled that objective. But I thought there was some stuff in there that was probably worth sharing with you, and putting it in the Club Weekly email would have been a long email, so we thought we'd try and record some of the information. So we had 224 responses that were completed. 189 of those gave us their email address, which I think that represents a good quality of the data. But some of the general questions we asked were things about how did you find out about Redway Runners? And most common was nearly 39% of people said they'd find out about Redway Runners by seeing the green club tops, certainly having an impact, and 19% said they joined after seeing Redway Runners out and about and running, I guess, probably at things like park run or club runs. So from that, 60% of people had found us just through sight of us or hearing about us, which I think is pretty incredible. 16% said they had taken part in a Red Bay Runners beginners course or found us from web searches. We also asked them when they run with the club, how many times a week they run with the club, and we hold about 35 to 40 runs a week, so that was interesting to try and work out when people were running with us. And nobody said they run with us 7 days a week, which is almost possible, but most runners ran up to three times a week with us, and that was 84% of the runners said they run three times a week with us. 7% of those people questioned said they do not run with us, but I've got a bit more information on that further down in the charts. Most of the runners that were running with us ran in the evenings and at weekends as well. We asked people how they rated the £5 membership. Needless to say, virtually every single person, except for one, rated £5 a year membership as being fantastic, or you know, a fantastic value for membership. 5 out of 5 for that one. One of the other things we were interested in: how people got on in the first week of joining the club, what the welcome was like. Because we were a little concerned, obviously, with so many different runs. do people get a consistent view of the club? But the feedback indicated that 80% of people got a really good first week to the club. So that, you know, that was really pleasing. It's obviously something we got to continue to work on, make sure people's first week is good, because just they won't come back otherwise. So obviously we want to retain the people. Our next question was all around how do people rate our overall communications in the club? You know, are we getting all the messages out to everybody? And the good news again on this one is that I have a marking as 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5. That came as a 97% of people said we were 4 or 5, which is, you know, pretty fantastic. Obviously, always more things we can do and things we can look at. We asked people which individual sessions have they tried. The sessions like the track, cross country, the off-road runs or the intervals, and if they hadn't done those sort of sessions, why they hadn't done them. Some of the reasons they gave for not taking part in those: they were worried that they would be too slow, their own time available, the location of where these were held, personal preference not to take part in these sort of things. They just wanted more information about them, or they dared not to go to these types of runs. So I think there's a little bit more work for us to do in the club there to try and get the communication and the message about.
Remove the fear. Remove the trying fear. Things
yes.
for the first time.
Yes, get people to try it. Things like the track sessions are really fantastic. You want a 400 metre track. You can't get lost. In the winter, it's under lights. You don't need to loop back. So you work at your own pace. So, you know, you get people who are very speedy and you get people who take it at a much gentler pace. So, I mean, I'd try it, say go along. Things like cross country, give it a go. Yes, it will be muddy. It is hard work, but, you know, it is in good fun. But we'll be doing more work on that in the club. I was talking about communication, and the question I was looking for was, how do the people get their communication from us? Because I put out the club weekly email every single week, and I get a little bit worried that, do people actually read it? Do they use it? Obviously, our Facebook page is very active, but good news stories can get lost on there. So we asked people, how do they get their news? And surprisingly for me, the actual most popular way of getting the club news was from the club newsletter. It was very close, though. 83.7% said the club newsletter, and 82.4% with the Facebook page, which are our two main channels of getting information out. But we got quite healthy scores on people referring to our website news page, and because that only gives really high level news stories. And also the run leads announcements was a way that quite a few people got information as well. The run leads give announcements obviously before the start of each run. We asked members which runs they took part in as well, of our club events. We do the 5 events, MK24, Beat the Barge, First and Relay, Old Money Run and the Santa Saunter. And generally it was between 30 and 45% of people had taken part in some of our events. So they weren't, you know, not everybody's taking part in the events, the races and events we do, but a good number are. So it's just quite interesting to see what was coming back.
We had a really good quote actually on this survey. Somebody said, "The beginner's course got me to a park run, the support and company of others got me to 10K, and the inspiration of others helped me to do a half marathon." So that's really interesting, isn't it?
That's great, isn't it, as well? One of the questions we asked was why people don't run with a club any longer, and I think 8.2% said they did not run with us. So we asked them why they weren't running with us anymore. Half of those people who weren't running with us anymore were down to injury, and 16% said they'd lost interest in the running. And probably a number that my guess is that perhaps there were a number of the beginners who didn't manage to complete the course or completed the course and then haven't stuck to the running. But you know, we do go out, fall in love and out of love with different activities as we go along.
People move away.
Indeed.
People work.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was an awful lot of stuff in there, just generally about the club, that we found very useful, and that sort of covers that first section.
Perfect responses. Loads and loads of verbatim quotes that people have given, which I think it'd be nice perhaps to post a few of them on the next newsletter. Really, really positive, lovely quotes. People saying it's made a real big difference to their life, it's given them meaning to their life. So I think that's really quite good to record in the newsletter at some point.
Definitely. And there were an awful lot of individual comments, as you say.
Fantastically positive.
Go and give these sessions a try. But thank you for all those people that completed the survey. We found it very interesting. So some of that information is interesting to you as well. And what we'll do in a second is we'll move into the second section.
Martin's now going to talk us through the physical and mental health benefits that you say you've achieved through running with the club.
Yeah, one of the really interesting things we were interested in from doing the survey was what the mental health and physical health benefits were for people from running with Red Bay Runners. So first of all, on mental health, we asked people why did they join Red Bay Runners and was it to improve their mental health and well-being. For this, 110 people, which is just under 50% of those who applied, said they joined the club to boost their mental health or well-being. But when we asked people, what are the benefits, people who are members, what are the benefits that they got from the club, they said that 76% running with the club had helped their mental health. So people didn't join the club, I don't think, to recognise the mental health benefits, but they were certainly getting it by running with the club. So,
perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
They achieved it straight away then. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Or over time. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. Then on physical health, it was slightly different. It was very similar, but more people joined the club to improve their fitness. 82% of people joined the club to improve their fitness. And then when we asked them what benefits they'd got from the club, 95% of people said they'd improved their physical health from the club. So there were two really interesting findings that I think we got from it, especially on the mental health, that so many people have achieved mental health benefits from running with the club. And it's not something we particularly advertise to join Red Bay Runners to improve your mental health. You know, we do say it improves your physical, you know, we like to think it will improve your physical health just by running and being active. So that was really, really useful.
And the physical health benefits, obviously, they start realising straight away, don't they? As soon as you start running, you feel better, don't you? You lose weight if you want to lose weight. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. But one of the other things that came from this is some of the quotes, and I've given Eileen a copy of some of the quotes. So one of the quotes that I got on the mental health, somebody said, I used to get quite depressed from my workload before joining and being part of Red Bay Runners. And said, Red Bay Runners has given me an outlet to clear my mind, meet lots of other friendly people and generally have fun.
This one I thought was lovely and succinct. Lost 4 stone, done a marathon, knocked 25 minutes off my park run.
Wow. And I got one on mental health. Was, I firmly believe it helped me through the menopause and with the loss of both my parents within 4 months of each other.
And somebody else has said, I have lost weight, toned up, and I'm eating healthier food, which is a great side effect as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being fitter and healthier.
Yeah. And then one I've got is, I have suffered from bad mental health for a couple of years and had the amazing support from Run Leeds and other members of the club. So
yeah. Very good. Really good.
Yeah.
Somebody else has said, running helps me cope with extreme anxiety and the help and support of other members has been amazing.
Yeah.
Really good.
And the last one from me before we sort of finish this section was somebody said, oh, it's added meaning to my life. So
which
one of the
lovely.
Key things, I think, is, you know, Red Bay Runners are making a difference to people's lives. And
huge.
Those comments, there were hundreds of those comments. And for the work that we did, you know, we just tried to read some of the comments. All of it was anonymous, but we just tried to make sure that people, recognise the comments and things that we got.
Hugely That's positive impact.
Indeed.
Really good. Martin's going to talk us through some of the ideas and suggestions that you've put forward in the survey, which there were a lot. So over to you, Martin.
Yeah, from the survey, we asked people how we can improve the club and also their suggestions for the club. So there were an awful lot of suggestions on those things. And just a few of the ideas that we want to take forward. I suppose the key thing to mention on this is before I start to talk about them, is the club is run totally by volunteers. So everybody who helps in the club or manages the runs, manages behind the scenes, manages the events, it's all done by volunteers. So we can only do things if we've got people to lead on the various activities. And obviously there's a number of things that came out of this that we would like to do more on. But we need people to help with them. You know,
we need to grow the pool, don't we?
We need to grow the pool, yes.
We do.
Yeah. But I'll give you some of the ideas that came out of it. People mentioned about the club trips and could we have more club trips and that are more affordable. What we tend to do with club A couple of things around this. What we tend to do with the club trips is we tend to book a venue. So Belgrade trip, the Ben O'Madden trip that we're going to do later this year. We choose a venue, then people tend to choose how long they want to come for and the hotel they want to stay at themselves. So it's up to them if they want to stay in the best value place they can, or if they want to stay in a five-star Hilton, they can do that as well. So the choice is there for the people, which way they do it.
There's no onus on staying together then? You can stay.
We like to stay in the same area.
Yes.
We sort of publish the area we're going to be staying, and then most people try to get accommodation around that area as well. So it's really up to you how much you spend. And we do the overseas trips, but we do have some UK trips as well. And what we've done since this survey is Debbie, very kindly for us, has pulled together a list of the common places that Redway runners go to do races. And we published all that, and we've grouped all the travel information together on one page on the club website, and we published that on our website. So that's all available now, what the links are and where to go, where to look for the club trips. And
so that's on the main website?
That's on the main website, yeah. And you can find it from the top on the home screen. Another thing we're going to have a look at doing, another thing, was about taster sessions, getting more people involved in some of the runs. So we're going to look at doing taster sessions on the track, intervals, and on the cross country as well. But that's a bit of ongoing work at the moment. A couple of people mentioned about having a greener club and being more environmentally friendly. I mean, obviously, we try to encourage car sharing where we can. But we have also just added the recycled kit to the club kit store as well. So the club green T-shirts, vests, children's kits there as well. Volunteer rewards and benefits. Could we do something to reward our volunteers? So we are going to have a look at that, but if we're going to do something on that, we will need someone to drive it for us and just make it happen. We do a few things like training. We do things like training. So for our volunteers, we do first aid training. We pay for leadership in running fitness and coaching training as well. So, you know, we do a number of benefits for members of the club as well.
And I can personally vouch for the first aid training. It was absolutely superb. It's only 6 hours of your time, but really, really useful information.
Yeah, it's fantastic. One of the comments from the beginners group was that unless you went to the graduation Saturday, you felt a little bit left out of things, that you weren't being recognised for doing your graduation 5K, perhaps because you did a different venue. So with the current group of beginners, we've introduced a roll of honour where we're asking the beginners to tell us if they've graduated, and we're going to put all those names into a scroll, the roll of honour, the green roll of honour.
Perfect.
So that's something that we've taken on board from some of the survey.
What a great idea.
Indeed. But what, a couple of the things that came out, one was on the, there were two sort of other areas. One was on the existing runs, and people are asking for some changes to some of the runs, or they wanted runs in different locations. But one of the things I noticed is often the things that were being asked for already provided. So on the club run schedule of where runs are, there is a map underneath the list of all the runs showing where the runs are. So when somebody says there isn't a run in such and such location, often there was a run in that location.
We don't say
what the pace is. Well, for every single run we have in the club, we do have pace on them, and we do give the What Three Words location as well, which goes down to an exact metre square. But what I also did was asked all the run leads to review their runs and just make sure they're all up to date. And from that, so we have made some changes and put some additional information on some of the runs, just to clarify that as well. But
and it's on the website, and it's posted on the Facebook page every day. Actually,
every day,
somebody
the day
posts to say what's happening the next day.
Indeed.
So it's quite good. It's quite a good idea to check Facebook if you can each day, just to check if there's been any changes.
Yeah.
Which occasionally there is.
Yeah.
But really, it is all there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then lastly, the one that a lot of people ask for, certain different runs. So a run on an evening at 7 o'clock, or a run from a certain location, or all sorts of manner of requests. Every single combination, I think, was in there. Again, this goes back to my first comment earlier in this section, is we need people to lead these runs. If we have the run leads, we can put more runs on in different locations. Obviously, we want to check that we put the right runs on, the runs that are useful for people, and they don't clash with other runs that are happening. But so what I particularly ask for is people to come forward and offer to lead runs for us. It's quite straightforward. We have a template you fill in with details about the run, and then we'll get it set up, make sure you're happy, and then we can get it launched out to the club. And obviously we have some guidelines for run leads in the club for how the runs are managed, and we take it from there.
And one of the questions that has popped up in the past, I think, is how long do you have to be a member before you can be a run lead?
Yeah, there is a criteria for being a run lead, and you have to be, the criteria is you have to be responsible and experienced. And experienced, it's supposed to be with us for 2 years. And then we have a list of all the run leads that we maintain, and that's signed off by the committee members in the club. So, yeah. But if you want to be a run lead, if you've not been with the club 2 years, then there's no reason why you can't assist one of the other run leads. Yep. So you're getting experience, shadowing,
yes.
So you're ready for when it's, you know, you want to lead a club for us. But it's not just lead, you don't have to lead a club run every single week. Some of the runs are done on rotas, so you could help to fill the rota for us. If you want to do a course, like a beginner's course, then they're for 10 weeks normally. So you get breaks, when the courses are finished.
And you can always volunteer to assist with the courses, can't you? You can go along and actually just help at each of the beginners' courses if there's space.
Yes. No, we're always looking for helpers for the runs as well.
Yep.
So there was an awful lot of stuff from the club. Hopefully we've given you a flavour of some of what came out of it. If you've got any questions, do ask us. The email address is always rr@redwayrunners.com. But it's your club.
Yeah, I know there is a fantastic spread of runs. I mean, some days you've got like 9 different runs going on for all different age groups, which I think is amazing for the club. So, yeah, I guess it's down to over time you've got to know what runs people really do attend.
Yes. Yeah. We keep a list. I mean, we never stop a run because there's not enough people attending. As long as the run lead's happy to keep doing that run, and often the run lead's going to go out for a run anyway, so it's
in
nice
all weathers.
In all weathers. And often, and for the run leads, we have a Facebook group which we can share experiences. If you can't cover a week, you post on there, and often someone will cover that run for them. If there's problems around locations, we see issues, we share that information. Like, there's a bridge closed over the canal or something, we share that so that we're aware. If people need some help with planning, you know, the run lead group are a great resource that we've got. And obviously I can't thank everybody who helps with the club enough.
Amazing. Yeah. Keep the suggestions coming.
Indeed. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, Martin. That was really, really useful.
Hi, I'm Martin. I'm with Jimmy at the moment. And Jimmy, are you a member of Redway Runners?
Yes. I joined 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm with one of Redway Runners' newest members, Jimmy. But Jimmy's got quite a story, really, he was just telling me. He's been doing something really quite amazing, really, and I think he can probably beat what a lot of people have done in the club before. Jimmy, what have you done?
So last year, my brother Tommy and I, we ran along the whole length of the Ming Dynasty Great Wall of China. So that's 3,840K, and it took us 150 days. So now I'm very good at running very slowly for a very long time.
So how many miles did you do? How many kilometers, miles a day is that?
Well, we slowly built up to a marathon a day, and towards the end we did 50k a day, but when we started with about 22 23k a day, and we had a very strict it was pretty linear, so we plotted on a chart, like over the 150 or 130 days how many kilometers per week were we going to add. We had a linear chart to do that.
Yeah. And how many days did you say again?
It's actually 151 days.
A marathon a day, virtually a marathon a day, 151 days.
That also includes the rest days. So yeah. We rested, usually we had a rest day once every 5 days, 5 or 6 days, we would find a day to rest. And that would usually be where we pitch our camp or where we find a guest house or hotel that we can stay in. And on a rest day doesn't mean not doing anything. We would still walk about 10 kilometers on a rest day. Yeah, just to keep the blood flowing.
Yeah. So I've seen pictures of the Great Wall of China. I mean, little ones, but I think it's not flat, is it? What's it like?
Yeah, the pictures you see, if you look on Google, Great Wall of China, you'll just see this stony brick structure that goes up a mountain.
Yeah.
But that's just a small part of the wall. Only a small part is like that on mountains. About three quarters of it is completely flat. It's most of it is made of mud on the plains or in the Gobi Desert. So it's very flat. And for most of the run, we're not able to get on top of the wall. We can run close to the wall or right beside it.
Yeah. Wow. So accommodation then for this. Get your accommodation every night, or had you planned it where you were going to stop each night? Or
yeah, so we got sponsorship for this, and we hired two crew members who had off-road vehicles, and they could pitch the camp on our route. Yeah, and for most of the journey we had them with us, but we were running in the depths of China's zero COVID policy, so it was very, very difficult because from county to county, province to province, there were many, many restrictions, and we had to evade a lot of those restrictions. And for us, for the runners, it's easy. We can just like climb through barbed wire. We can go over mountains. But for the cars, they have to go through all of these checkpoints. Mm. And some places, they're just not allowed through. So 2,500K into the journey, passing through Beijing, our vehicles were stopped, and we had to say bye-bye to our support crew, and instead we bought a pram. We bought a pram with the big wheels and the disc brakes, and we put all of our lightweight gear, including a tent, sleeping bags, stove, and some basic cooking essentials in the pram, and it weighed about 45 kilos, everything. Seriously overweight for a baby. But we managed to push the pram for about another 1,000K or so.
Wow.
Yes. And the pram is still working.
Is it?
Yeah.
I bet that's a roll of honor for somewhere now, isn't it? So what was the reason you did this? Was it for charity, you said?
No, it was actually mainly just for our adventure and our own story. So my dad, he did a similar journey in 1987, and he became the first person to run the whole length of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And his journey was also full of challenges and very interesting, and he wrote a few books about it. So like growing up, we're just hearing stories about his journey, and we never really thought of doing the journey ourselves until we ran Hadrian's Wall in the north of England about 4 years ago. And then we realized, hey, we could do something like our dad did in 1987. Yeah. So we started planning 4 years ago, and did some specific training for this kind of long expedition. Mm-hmm. Yes. So now I'm just getting back to more speed work, because, you know, after running the wall, we're just we're aiming for mileage rather than speed. But now with Chris, he gets me out running fast.
Yeah. So the big question is, how long did it take your dad?
Oh, so his journey was 2,700K, was 1,000K shorter than ours, because he went from the western end of the wall to the eastern end of the wall that was believed to be the eastern end of the wall at that time.
Yeah.
But later on, after the survey, they realized that there's another extension that goes all the way to the border with North Korea.
Wow.
So we're the first people to run the real whole length of the wall with the extension. Yes. Yeah.
Do you know how many people who might have done this run then? Oh, yeah, you'll say the first. We're talking very few, I guess.
We don't really know, but I documented along the Great Wall probably under 10.
Wow.
Yes. So. Actually, in 2018, I supported two South African ultra runners along their journey along the wall. Mm. They also did my dad's route, which was from the east in the sea all the way to the west. Mm. But yeah, so their journey was 100 days exactly, because it was that particular route. Mm. So there are many routes you can take, and so that was my first experience on a team like that with real ultra runners. They did sometimes 60K, 70K a day. One day they did 120K a day, 12 hours running straight, no stopping. It's nuts. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone's, I've just seen a book here,
Alone
on the Great Wall. Yes. If people are interested in finding out a bit more about what you've done, is there anywhere they can have a look? Is there a YouTube channel or a website or anything? Just come and talk to you?
So we have a YouTube channel, and at the moment we've updated it to episode 18. There's supposed to be 20 episodes, and Tommy is working on the last two. So you can search on YouTube the Lindsay Brothers. Lindsay, L-I-N-D-E-S-A-Y. So funny spelling. Lindsay Brothers. And you'll be able to find us.
Fabulous. That's absolutely amazing. It's amazing what some of the runners, you know, we find out about them. So do you normally live around Milton Keynes?
Yes, I'm staying with Chris at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Fabulous. Well, that's amazing. I'm absolutely in awe. Thank you. Thank you for letting us talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Redway Runners podcast. If you have any suggestions for us or any ideas for future programs, please email us at rr@redwayrunners.com. Of course, you can find information about our runs and upcoming events at our website, www.redwayrunners.com.